Thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tasha. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes. How are you doing this evening, Ms. Tasha?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was calling to do a file a claim for unemployment. I had got fired from my job last Wednesday, which was February the 9th. Hello?
I'm here. Give me your social.
Yes, ma'am. 422-193939.
What's your name?
That age of Washington.
Verify your driver's license not being your mother's maiden name for me.
Ma'am?
Verify your driver's license not being your mother's maiden name for me.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my body. My middle name is Cherie.
Your mother's maiden name.
Oh, her name is Linda Washington. I'm sorry.
You okay?
I'm sorry. I thought you said my middle name. Okay, my driver's number is I-646654.
Okay, would you like your payments direct deposit onto your checking or savings account or the Alabama prepaid benefits card?
It can go to my Chime card direct deposit.
Okay, so you said your Chime card is not going to deposit there. It has to be a traditional bank account.
Okay.
It's not gonna accept Chime prepaid green dot. It has to be like a Regions, a Wells Fargo, or a credit union. If not, you're going to have to get the benefits card.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Verify your mailing address for me.
Ma'am?
Verify your mailing address for me.
Okay, Sean Gang,
Not your email address. Not your email address, your mailing address, your actual address that you stay at.
Oh, 261 Second Court, Mobile, Alabama, 36603.
Would you like your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or verify your telephone number. I don't know why I went backwards. Do you still have the telephone number ending in 8871? Or do it need to be updated? Okay. And is it the
ma'am.
The number ending in 6852 is going to be the good number?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. What's going on with my system? Okay, I apologize about that. I have some security questions.
Okay.
That pop up. And which of the following cities have you currently has a current or formal association to you? New York, Jackson Heights, Flushing, or none of the above?
Four.
One more time.
I say none of the above.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1164 Bernice Hutchin Drive, 124 Brookshire Lane, 2108 12th Avenue, 223 Deer Run Drive, or I've never been associated with any?
Yes, 1164 Bernice Hudson Drive. That's my mother's address.
Which of the following age range most closely matches the age of Linda Washington? Is it 29 to 23, 56 to 60, 62 to 66, 69 to 73? None of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
62 through 66.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Work for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Could you repeat that, please?
I'm sorry. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
What was your last day of work?
Last Wednesday, February the 9th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for, are you attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for, or are you, I'm sorry, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'll say about 10, 15. Because I try to stay in my area downtown where I live at. Since I don't have transportation, I have to get the bus.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
I say 13.
Are you a part of a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a date to return to work?
No, I'm not at the moment. No, ma'am.
Can I have a job title or job skill that reflects on your job history?
Yes, I was housekeeping and laundry.
What was your last employer?
The Monica Inn.
Were they under another name?
Ma'am?
Would that be under another name?
No, ma'am. Let me get my check stub out. I got it right here in my hand. It's a... On my check stub, it say the Medica M-A-N.
Okay. Okay. I got it.
Okay. All right.
Give me their telephone number.
Yes, ma'am. 251-438-4701.
Tell them the first day you started working for them.
It was July the 10th of 2022.
You said 2021.
Two.
You mean June? I mean January 2022.
No, ma'am. July.
Of 2021?
July. This. Yes, I'm sorry.
You're okay.
This 2022. I'm sorry.
You're okay. It's new. It's new. You're okay. Well, tell me what city and state this work was performed in. Did you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
What city and state was the work performed in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And what's your reason for no longer working for this employer?
She told me that I had a bad attitude and I didn't have attitude with her at all.
So she fired you?
Yes, because she said that I had a nasty attitude. She asked me a question. I answered her question and she said I was being disrespectful. And I told her that I don't think that I was being disrespectful. So I told her that I was going to look in the dictionary to find was being disrespectful because I wasn't being disrespectful. So I told her that I'm sorry that she felt like that I was being disrespectful, but I wasn't. She just, long as she can treat you like her puppy, she cool with you. And she couldn't treat me like a puppy, so she had it out for me anyway. And they told me that she was going to fire me after Mardi Gras, but it came to this right here, so she ended up letting me go before Mardi Gras. Yeah, she have a real bad attitude. She talk to us like we children. She think because she the boss, she can just talk to you any kind of way, and you can't do that. We are all human. You know, I need my job, but I'm not going to just let her just talk to me like I'm just a child just to have a job. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
And she seen me that whole day. Her and the guy named Jordan Bean that owned the motel, they seen me that whole day. And they knew that they was going to fire me. They waited till I got done doing everything I had to do around there. And when I clocked out, that's when he asked me, could I come in the office? And that's when he told me that they no longer need me no more because I was being disrespectful to the supervisor, Miss Jenny, and I told him that I never disrespected that lady one time since I've been working there for them 7 months. I never disrespected her, never. It's just the way how she talks to people, and everybody come to him and tell him that she have a real bad attitude, and she does. She have a real bad attitude, a real bad, horrible attitude to be a supervisor.
Okay.
She can't keep no employees because of her attitude. And all the reason why I stayed that long because of the lady, Miss Charlotte, that's the assistant manager. If it weren't for Miss Charlotte, I would have been gave it up. But, yeah, she have a bad attitude, a real bad attitude.
Give me the name and title of the person who discharged you one more time.
Did you, the name of the motel?
The name of the person who discharged you.
Oh, her name is Jeannie. I don't know her last name, but her name. But the owner, his name is Jordan Bean. He the one told me that I'm no longer work there no more. The supervisor is Jeannie. The one that let me go, his name is Jordan. Jordan Bean.
You said Jordan?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
Bean.
Bean.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, bear me one moment while I type this onto your claim. Bear me one moment.
Okay. Okay. Do you want taxes coming out of your benefits? No, ma'am.
I have a temporary 4-digit PIN. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay. I'm ready.
It's going to be 3984.
3984. Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished. Also, register for you to work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seek full-time work each week that you claim your voice, each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file your weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file internet, that web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file telephone, the telephone number is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive a booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, call 800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes, ma'am. You say call next Sunday, not this Sunday coming up, but next Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you'll start this Sunday.
Okay, okay, this Sunday. My PIN number going to be 3984.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
You too, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Okay, see you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.